Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Elle McMahon, and on today's special episode, we'll get to hear the replay of when we were live at Georgetown Market for their Community Day. Just know we are not live at this time. Go to Georgetown Market whenever you want, but Community Day already happened. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Local Matters Live, brought to you by Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts, distributed by Indiana Podcast Network. Find Local now at IndianaOwned.com.
Hi, I'm Mel McMahon, co-founder of Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts and host of Local Matters, which you can subscribe to and listen to on any place that you get your podcast. But today we are broadcasting live from Georgetown Market at the corner of Georgetown Road and Lafayette Road on the west side. And I have another podcast host with me here. Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's afternoon now, isn't it?
It is. Man, it's moving by fast.
It's been a long day. We're here until 3 o'clock
today.
3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. All right. So you were just a few booths down.
Yep.
And then I heard you're the podcast guy. So go ahead. Tell everybody your name and the name of your podcast. It's Awake. Awaken Indy, is that right?
Awaken Indy, you got it, yeah.
All right.
So I'm Aaron, and I host the show with Dr. Lauren, and each week we publish episodes on anything from organic agriculture, regenerative agriculture, to holistic health, and we try to showcase local experts in the area, mm-hmm. and offer other things like local and simple swaps. So if someone was looking for an alternative to maybe deodorant mm-hmm. or other food groups, they could look into that as well. But it's a way to, you know, support the community and the great things that are going on here and give people who may be struggling with their own health, you know, different resources they can look into.
Yeah. Well, and knowledge is definitely power. You're just a few episodes in. What are you hoping this show can do for those that are listening?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I was in college, I was consuming podcasts like crazy, trying to, you know, figure things out. And I think about at that time of my life, you know, struggling through different things, you know, I think our goal as Georgetown and Lauren and I, we want to help people as much as we can get through that struggling. And if that gives them information by listening, then yeah, that's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a topic you are really excited to cover in a podcast, something you're really passionate about?
Well, I'm a little biased because I'm an herbalist and functional medicine practitioner. And so anything holistic health or talking about herbs is definitely something I'm passionate about. And we've been lucky enough to have local experts and herbalists in that area. So I love hearing about their story and what they can provide.
What are you sharing with us today? What do you have going on at your booth?
Yeah, so I'm here helping to support the podcast. But then also I have some of my herbal tinctures and tea blends available. Mm-hmm. And so we're sampling out some tea and showing off some different mushrooms too that I locally forage and harvest.
Yeah. What are some of the reactions when you tell people what you do? I mean, it's very non-traditional, right?
Yes, yeah. I get some interesting glances sometimes, but I think people can relate. You know, even if you don't go out and harvest herbs, everyone cooks with things like basil or oregano mm-hmm. or thyme. And so even that's a practice of herbalism in a way. And we're all descended from foragers. We all have that ancestral part of us. Mm-hmm. And so I think people are drawn to it because it's connecting back to that part of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, there may be people that are watching that aren't familiar with Georgetown Market, aren't even mm-hmm. really familiar with kind of, you know, that this healthy style of living that's trying to be promoted here, sustainability, right? They're just going to, you know, a big commercial grocery store, grabbing something off the shelf, but they don't really know where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Talk about the value to us about knowing where our food comes from and where what we're putting into our bodies comes from.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's wonderful every week going to the farmer's market or even Georgetown Market where you see the vendors that you know, and that's the thing, you get a relationship with them. And I think when we do mass marketing and mass producing, sometimes it gets that impersonalization. You don't really know or have that relationship with them. And there's an energetics to it. You know, you feel alive when you have live living greens in you from a local farmer that you know put hard work in. That's not to discredit any of those other stores, but I think it's nice to be able to have that relationship with someone.
Yeah. Well, and here too, there's so many experts, right? Yeah. People that have been here for years, people that you can ask questions to, you know, changing your lifestyle can be super intimidating.
Definitely.
What advice would you give to someone that's looking at taking that first step?
Yeah, I mean, start slow. Start with small things. If it's even just like, today I'm going to try to get an extra serving of vegetables in, do that. Or today I'm going to just try to listen to one extra podcast or go to the gym once more this week. Start slow, and the habits that we adapt are the people that we become. So if they can slowly make that change, they'll become a different person.
Awesome. Awesome. Aaron, host of Awaken Indy, co-host.
Co-host, yep.
Co-host. You're not doing it by yourself. Sorry.
Glad we got a community.
Got to make sure everybody's in there. And are you here at Georgetown Market regularly too? Or where can we find you and find out more about you?
So, yeah. So I work here at the store part-time, and then I also see clients here and teach classes once a month as well. So if people are interested in connecting with the classes, they can check out the events page. Mm-hmm. Or contact my business, Heartwood Herbals, if they're interested in consults or any of the herbal blends.
Do you have a class coming up at the end of August?
I do, yeah. It's going to be, we're going to do that on making herbal medicine. So it'll be a fun community event.
Awesome, wonderful. Well, you can come down and see Aaron live here at Georgetown Market, or, you know, just pop in and ask for him. And make sure to subscribe to that podcast too, Awaken Indy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
All right, we will be back in just a little bit. This is Local Matters Live coming to you from Georgetown Market at the corner of Lafayette Road and Georgetown Road. You need to get here before 3 o'clock. There's so much going on. Lots of nonprofits being featured as well. And we have Julia Rutland from The Gifted Gown with us. It's so nice to see you.
You too. Thank you for having me.
I've been following your story for years. You're doing some amazing work in the community. For those that aren't familiar with The Gifted Gown, tell us what it is.
Sure. So we provide formal wear for anyone in the community free of charge. You can make an appointment for any kind of occasion, proms, weddings, military balls, black tie events. Just we know that all those things are really expensive, and we don't want people not going because, you know, of the cost.
Yeah, well, and that's such a tough decision for some people too. I know, depending on, you know, what your situation is or where you is, you know, I borrowed a prom dress.
Absolutely.
Right, when I went to prom one year. Talk about where this idea came from. How did you even think to start doing this?
Yeah, no, it just kind of fell in my lap. We used to work with Pike High School. They had a prom closet, and we had been out in the community helping with that, but you had to be a Pike student to participate. And when we were out in the community, so many people would come up and say, you know, how do I get a dress? You know, I really need. So it got me thinking. So I went back, got their blessing. And I said, if we just take this off campus and, you know, did it for the whole community, would that be okay? They're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they ended up actually giving us all of their dresses when they closed the prom closet. So,
wow. So you're helping all different kinds of people, all different ages, all different occasions. How many people have you served so far?
Over 900.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're really excited about it. We became an entity in 2013. We named ourselves and then became a nonprofit in 2016.
Yeah. So what is your mission? Why do you keep doing what you're doing?
Oh, you know, if COVID has taught us anything, it's that, you know, moments and family and friends and having those memories are the most important. And that's what we do, is we make sure that people can participate and, you know, you're not left out of anything because of, you know, cost. I mean, we all go through things in our whole life, you know, whether you need us now or, you know, you never need us. You know, we're just always here to help anybody.
Yeah. Is it easy to get donations?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and we are, you know, very happy about that. But we get donations from the community, from individuals. We get them from corporations, from boutiques. Probably 85 to 90% of what we have right now still have tags on them.
Really?
So, yeah. So we're really, really excited about to be able to curate such a collection for people. We have people that come in that have never tried on a gown or a tux, and to be able to give them something brand new is just, it's so awesome.
Where are you keeping everything?
We have our, we're located on the Near East Side.
Okay.
At about 10th and Gray.
Okay.
In the Clifford Corners building. Mm-hmm. We work with Inglewood Community Development.
Yeah. So, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And do you accept cash donations as well?
Yes. Yes. Now, those aren't as highly regarded, but yes.
Yeah.
We need those as well.
Yeah. So talk about how people can donate to you and how they can find more about you.
Sure. So monetarily, we have a place on our website to donate to us. And then for items, we have donation days, probably about once a month, once every other month, where we open our doors and people could come to our location and give us beautiful things.
That's wonderful. And if people need your services, if they need help finding a gown or that tux for that special occasion, how do they get a hold of you?
You can schedule online. And or you can give us a call or email us, and we're an all volunteer organization. So we, whenever we can get down there and get appointments, we'll try to get down there and help anybody.
So. Yeah. Well, Julia, it's been amazing watching your journey. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the community.
You.
And if you want to learn more about Julia and her team, come on down to Community Day here at Georgetown Market here until 3 o'clock. Is it 3 o'clock?
Yes.
I don't know why I keep questioning that. I always say that like I don't know it's 3 o'clock, and I'm pretty sure like six people have told me it's 3 o'clock. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we'll get some more people interested in what you're doing today.
Yeah, no, this has been great out here today. So thank you very much for having us.
Awesome. All right, we're going to be back and we talk about what is going on inside Georgetown Market. Lots of samplings, lots of amazing businesses in there, and I'm going to show you a sneak peek of what they have in store. It's Local Matters Live from Georgetown Markets Community Day. We're at the corner of Lafayette Road and Georgetown Road. Plenty of parking, too. So come on down. See everything that's going on inside and outside. Lots of great nonprofits here, too. We have Emily Framuth with us. She is from the Indiana Birth Coalition.
Yes, hello.
Did I say your last name right?
You did. You did.
I practiced a lot. That was a tough one because that is not how it's spelled.
Yeah, so. No, it's not.
Well, for those that aren't familiar with Indiana Birth Coalition, tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so we actually are a nonprofit that started this year. A bunch of birth workers and moms throughout the state just have gotten together and trying to provide more access to midwifery care, more information, just basically letting people know that it's out there and it is a viable, healthy, safe option.
Yeah.
Just a little bit about us.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Because, you know, traditionally it's you get pregnant, you go to your doctor, you go to the hospital, you have a baby, you bring the baby home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a lot that goes on in between. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes on during delivery and postpartum. And there's a lot that happens when you get home, too.
Absolutely.
Talk about how this coalition that you've put together is supporting families as they're going through this experience.
Yeah. So a couple of things to kind of go with that. For one, we do have deserts. They call it OB deserts in Indiana with some of the more rural areas.
So you think of a food desert where there's no grocery store, no easy access to food. Same thing with obstetric care.
Yes, absolutely. And so one of the things that we're looking to provide is just more care for midwifery along accessible through Indiana for some of those areas that may not have any of that accessibility. Mm-hmm. And then two, just the midwifery support sometimes can go a little deeper for people, just giving them that better connection with their provider. Sometimes in OB care, they just aren't given the time because of the volume of patients.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of giving that deeper level of care. And it's something that some people do want, and that's a valid option too. So just trying to create ways to make that more accessible.
Well, it's about options. It's about making educated choices.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, there's a lot of tips and tricks to having a baby, right? It's not cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very fortunate childbirth was not the trauma for me. That was the whole pregnancy part, right?
Yes.
The 40 weeks leading up to that was awful. But I have so many friends, so many family members that had really traumatic birth experiences.
Yes.
And it's something that I don't think a lot of people talked about.
Right.
Tell us why it's important to have these conversations and to get this knowledge out there.
Absolutely. Birth trauma is absolutely really difficult for a lot of people. And being able to kind of talk about it and knowing that it's even a thing, I think, is kind of a big key as well. And just being able to have sometimes that support with your care provider that can talk you through some of those things so that you do, like you said, have that knowledge to educate yourself so that you are able to make some of those choices and then maybe help you avoid some of those traumatic things. And if you do experience those, have the space to talk through them and work through them and all of the things that go with that as well.
Yeah. So how can people learn more about you and how can they support your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a nonprofit. Like I said, we are a 504. So we are on Facebook, Instagram. We do accept donations, PayPal, Venmo, all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. Awesome. And you can come down here to Georgetown Market, look for Emily at her booth and learn more and ask all your questions.
Yes.
That maybe you don't have someone you can talk to about those things.
Please
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. Excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Launching a nonprofit or a business is not easy.
It's been fun.
So I'm sending you all the good vibes.
Thank
all
you so
the
much.
Good vibes. We're going to wrap things up here at about 1 o'clock, but we've been talking about what's going on outside. We're going to talk about what's going on inside. And I'm going to go grab some samples, too, because I'm getting a little hungry. So we will be back in just a little bit. This is Local Matters Live.
Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana-owned and operated, the owner lives here in Indiana, and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana-owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.Gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana-owned company. Take your picks. Send a gift to yourself or send it to a friend and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you.
It's Local Matters Live coming to you from Georgetown Markets Community Day. We're at the corner of Georgetown and Lafayette Road. We've had so much fun. The weather is gorgeous. Lots going on outside, but a lot going on inside, too. And we have Marketing Director Colleen Murphy with us. Thank you so much for inviting us to be a part of this.
Thanks for coming.
And you put so much work into putting all of this together. Nonprofits, super close to your heart. Community, super close to your heart. What motivates you?
I've always done things to help people, so this job kind of just plays into it. And so the nonprofit started as one-time thing, and I turned it into a monthly drive. And so we give them physical donations and cash donations, whatever people are motivated to give. Yeah. And so, you know, it's wonderful for them.
Well, it's great to bring attention to them. And we've been talking a lot about the nonprofits and the ones that are here outside, but there's a lot of product sampling going on inside today, too. A great energy as soon as you walk in the door. Let's talk about some of the stuff we have thrown in our laps here.
Yeah.
We'll start with this one. This is an Indiana-owned member. This is Pure Memory Water, brand new product.
Yeah.
Check more out about them on IndianaOwned.com, and they have samples inside, too. What else do we have here? Tracy from Frangipani is in here. I've bought her products here before.
They're great.
Yeah.
And she's all over and just makes wonderful products.
Yeah. So she does skincare.
Yeah.
We have skincare. Then we also have, I'm about to eat these because I'm so hungry. So we have product samples too. Who gave me these?
Those are from Sonia V.
Sonia V. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Sonia V.
They're gluten-free and all kinds of products. Yeah. Breads, cookies, cakes. They're delicious.
Yum, yeah. Yum. And then Fruit Butters is here too. Mm-hmm. I saw her. Let me pull this up.
And that's new.
That is a really nice label too. Mm-hmm. So this is Hippie's Dream. Lavender apricot butter. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's got samples in there, too, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And we have
Brewer Bakes. Brewer Bakes from Toshika Brewer.
Brewer Bakes! Yum.
And
this
isn't
the sample.
Cookies.
I actually just took it. I'll give it back, though.
They're vegan.
They're vegan cookies? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then you have, who's here?
80 Acres.
80 Acres Farms.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
Lasts for like a week. You know how you get buy the other ones?
Yeah, you buy lettuce, you take it home and watch it die.
The bottom's mushy.
Yeah.
Not this. And it tastes wonderful. But they're hydroponically grown.
Oh.
No chemicals.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So come in and make sure to ask questions about that, too. And then our local foodie expert, Chef Wendell, is here as well. And these are two of the three books that he has. He's been a big part of the market for a while.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about him.
He just is a great spokesman for healthy eating, and what you eat, you are. Mm-hmm. And he is vegan and writes great books.
Awesome. Well, he's here too, so you can come in and ask him some questions. Colleen, thank you so much for inviting us to be a part of Community Day. It goes until 3 o'clock, right? Plenty of parking. Let people know what they can expect when
and
they come.
And live music.
And live music, yes. Alice, we're in a little bit of a break now, but that live music is going to start again. So come on down. Say hi. Check out Georgetown Market, not only on IndianaOwned.com, but also on their website. Always have events. Your recipes on your website are so fun.
I love
the recipe section. And you guys are just doing amazing work here. So thank you for creating healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. And thank you for joining us on our Local Matters Live broadcast from Georgetown Market. All the event details are on that Facebook page. You can also find them on the events page on IndianaOwned.com. I'm Mel McMahon. Thank you so much for listening and watching Local Matters Live, and thank you for supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local now at IndianaOwned.com.